This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. And yes, I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate, I appreciate you telling your friends. Yeah, I appreciate you responding. Okay? I mean, just a lot going on. You know, they're already starting. I'm already seeing things come across my screen calling Hillary Obama 3.0. And I'd like to see if that. I don't think that's going to work. I really don't. I think not that people are that smart. Sorry, but they're not. But I think that people are just going to go, you know, okay, whatever. That's just dumb rhetoric. That's all that is. So I would love the fellow that likes to taunt me on Facebook about the emails being a conspiracy theory out of, from the DNC. See, again, conspiracy theory means it's conjecture, right? You just think it's happening. You've heard. Yeah. Here's the deal. Not only have we seen the emails, but we have, your party has admitted to doing it. So my question is, when do you become a big boy and put your big boy pants on and come out and say, you know, I apologize. I was wrong. My party let me down. They screwed me again. Because that's exactly what happened here. You keep thinking they're a party of saints. They don't do anything wrong. I listen to your words. You really think these people don't do anything wrong. I think you need psychiatric care, frankly. And they're doing stuff wrong, and you're letting them get away with it. You're not willing to hold their feet to the fire. You're not willing to call them out on what they're doing, because then it makes you look like a jackwagon now, doesn't it? Yes, it's a real word. I just made it up. I know. It's been around forever. So here we go again. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee was hacked also. That's what we're finding out now, right? I mean, again, like I said, they can't help themselves. This whole email thing eludes, well, I shouldn't say that. They're really good at the email thing. This whole security thing eludes them. They don't know how to keep it to themselves. The email wars for the Democratic Party are not over, says Reuters. They report that the FBI is looking into another breach at the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, which could be related to the hack into the DNC earlier this year. The release, that's always good. The release of the DNC emails prior to the start of the Democratic National Convention caused quite a bit of heartburn between the Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton camps, with the former accusing the National Party leadership of trying to tip the scale for the Clintons. Now, the emails show the DNC staffers discussing ways to derail the Sanders candidacy, and it led to the resignation of Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz as committee chairwoman. Now, the news organization added that for some time, a phony site collected information of would-be donors to the party. Now, instead of that information going to the company that processes donations, it would go to phony sites. I like that, huh? I love, don't you love these people? You got to love these people, right? So the news organization had this, again, the information of the company that processed donations, it would go to the phony site. Sources told Reuters that the FBI feels that this was used to obtain donor information and not steal money. Okay, sure. Yeah. So the DNC, targeted by hackers, right, earlier this year, the DCC had no media comment on Thursday. Donation processing company ActBlue also had no immediate comment. Of course not. CrowdStrike, the California-based cybersecurity firm that investigates the DNC breach, declined to comment. No, they want to stay alive. I mean, come on, think about it, people. Jim Manley, Democratic strategist who once worked for the Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid, said the possibility of the DCC being hacked was cause for great concern. Now, until proven otherwise, I would suggest that everyone involved with the campaign committee operate under the assumption Russians have access to everything in their computer systems. I love this. So now it's always going to be the Russians' fault. It's always going to be how the Russians know what's going on, right? It's always going to be their fault. I love it. I think it's wonderful. So, and again, I go back to what I've been saying. If nothing's wrong, if you've done nothing wrong, what is the problem? All this chatter in this investigation. And why would they say it's the Russians? No, no, seriously. The FBI doesn't even know who it is. The director of the FBI, you know, he's a good friend of Clinton's, obviously, or still very afraid for his life. You know, here's a guy who's saying, wait a minute, we just found out about this. We've got nothing. Shut up. He said it's way too early. Anyway, Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, said it's way too early for us to say anything about anybody or who it might be. So anyway, I thought this was wonderful. Yeah, I mean, either they're all using the same security firm. What would be really cool is if they gave that young man that was doing her server work at home the job at the DCC and the DNC to keep his mouth shut. He's got a bang-up job, hasn't he? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It is a busy... We can do 5 hours. I don't want to. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to. Not interested. I'm just saying, we could do 5 hours today. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to watch her. I'm not interested. I am so not interested in what she has to say because I already know what she's going to say. And if you don't know what Hillary's going to say, where the heck have you been? You know, for the last 32 years, is it? Seriously. We all know what she's going to say.
Pressure, but...
Oh, that's good. More lies. And I'm not into it. I'm really so done. And look, I know both parties do it. I'm not stupid. But I still find it appalling. I just responded to somebody on Facebook. Because now you ready for this one? If you're driving, please be careful. I don't want you to turn into a pole or anything like that. But this person said, isn't it nice to watch a convention where there's no violence, no hate speech, no nasty anything, right? I mean, they actually said that. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, what are they watching? Have they tuned in to Leave It to Beaver? I mean, I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. So when I hear them say stuff like that, I can't do anything but wonder. I don't know if I should. Should I do this? I don't know if I want to do this. I'm going to do it for a couple of minutes. Just to make everybody crazy, including myself. Let's see. This one here. That'll do it. Here she is. Here's our honey.
Like their lives are disposable. Let's put ourselves in the shoes of police officers kissing their kids and spouses goodbye every day, heading off to do a dangerous and necessary job. We will reform our criminal justice system from end to end and rebuild trust between law enforcement and the communities they serve.
Well, that was resounding, wasn't it?
And we will defend all our rights, civil rights, human rights, and voting rights, women's rights and workers' rights, LGBT rights, and the rights of people with disabilities.
You forgot the cue.
And we will stand up against mean and divisive rhetoric wherever it comes from. You know, for the past year, many people made the mistake of laughing off Donald Trump's comments, excusing him as an entertainer just putting on a show. They thought he couldn't possibly mean all the horrible things he says.
Okay, I've had enough. Got to get me Pepto-Bismol now. I mean, Cyril, this is so sad. I just fought with a woman about how their event is so nice and peaceful and soft and happy. Really? What do you look? I'm serious. She must be tuning into a old set of reruns from Leave It to Beaver. But when I hear them talk, when I hear this garbage they're spewing, and people are sucking it up like it's 100% truth, I'd have more faith in you if you'd question some things. You questioned nothing. I'm going to tell you how much better we are than you. Yeah, I'll say that. We question our people. You don't. You have a small group of people that do. And I don't understand it. I just don't get it. So, yeah, I must be, you know what it is? I know what it is. I'm that uneducated, what is it? The God, gays, and Bibles? I don't even know. Remember what it was. Although I have nothing against gay people, so I guess I only have two G's. I'm two-thirds of the way there. Maybe that's what she's talking about. I don't know. Now, there are a few of you that have some sense, but it's not going to go anywhere. We're hearing that there's a small group of liberals that are trying to arrest Hillary Clinton. That's right. Now, this is going to be really funny, because what they're going to do is they're going to have to get past the Secret Service to arrest her. The DNC Action Committee has made a major announcement on their Facebook page. They want to place Hillary Clinton under citizen's arrest due to the mass election fraud that took place during the Democrat primary. You know what? If this was even possible, something would have happened by now. Somebody would have said something by now. But you have to prove it's her. What do you have for proof? See, the citizen arrest thing is, you know, when you grab somebody in the act of shooting somebody else, stabbing somebody else, then you can arrest the person, hold them there till the police get there. And then the police can decide whether they want to swear out the complaint or they make you swear out the complaint. That's how it works. And when the last night DNC, we will stand together, says the DNC Action Committee, to perform a citizen's arrest on Hillary Rodham Clinton. A felony is required to justify a citizen's arrest. Through this, we accuse Hillary Rodham Clinton of being an accessory to the mass election fraud that took place during the 2016 presidential primary. We also accuse her of colluding with the Democrat Party officials who sought to undermine Bernie Sanders. This was especially egregious in Philadelphia, where the Democrat Party handed out ballot listings that explicitly excluded Bernie Sanders and his supporters. We accuse Hillary Rodham Clinton for being a complicit in the international money laundering through the Clinton Foundation. We accuse Hillary Rodham Clinton of being complicit in treason by keeping sensitive state secrets on her private server, thus endangering the lives of the undercover agents. To these ends, we will march on the gates of the Wells Fargo during the speech and all be arrested and dragged away by a SWAT team. That's me, not her. That's what's going to happen. Honey, nobody cares. You know, seriously. No, nobody there cares, I'll put it that way. See, proof that you belong to the wrong party. You should be in our party fighting for the right stuff. Fighting for the rights of others. That we do. You know, I wonder how many people would still stay with that party. If they actually did some history homework. And they actually find out who freed the slaves. Who gave the women the right to vote. How many votes actually took place before the women got the right to vote? And by who? Who fought it? Who kept it out? I gotta get to the flag story. Don't let me go without getting to the flag story. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I don't know. No comment.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is great. Okay, so during the break, we're watching, I know, I'll get to the fly thing, I promise. We're sitting here watching the end of the Democratic National Convention. And I'm sitting here with Tammy, and I'm saying, look, do you see what I see? You can't look. You cannot look anywhere without seeing a sea of American flags. They are taped to the state banners. Everybody pretty much in every seat has a flag. Everybody's waving a flag. You couldn't find a flag in that joint the first two nights to save Hillary Clinton's life if she was having a heart attack. Nobody would. You can't go to the bathroom without tripping over 107 flags tonight. Now, if you're telling me bringing the police in and bringing the flight, what a bunch of hypocrites. Seriously. Can you see Hillary calling down there on Wednesday, maybe going, the hell are you people doing over there? Get some of those flags out there. I got enough of my problems. I don't need your problems, too. Fire the idiot who didn't buy the flags. Yeah, you know what? We're going to have a CIA agent on next week. I'm like, not CIA, Secret Service agent on next week, who actually had a detail with them. And he's one of many who says the same thing. Nasty, nasty people. Hateful, nasty, spiteful people towards the people taking care of them. Anyway, so, you know, we've heard stories. We've heard stories like crazy about Hillary Clinton, you know, about not Hillary, but the flags not being there at the DNC. And I've talked to people there. We've had people, you've heard them speak here on the show. We've talked to people that were there, you know, and one fellow in particular said, like, I'm not really bothered by that, but no, there weren't any. All right. We know some of the flags were improperly placed the first night, so you couldn't see them. I wonder if that was done for real. But U.S. flags disappear. Now, this is, I can't guarantee this. I didn't go check it myself. It's a little late to get anybody to go look. But apparently, somebody took a picture of the six flagpoles on top of the Philadelphia City Hall, and they're all bare. There's no flags on them. Now, they've been flying there every day, and all of a sudden, they're gone. Now, one city official who asked not to be named told the Daily Caller that the U.S. flags typically atop the city flagpoles have been moved to the Democratic National Convention stage. Because the thing that bothers me about this story a little bit is you're in the city of brotherly love. You're in the city where it all began, so to speak. Okay? And you can't find an American flag place? Are you serious? Now, Lorene Hitt, communications director for the city of Philadelphia, told the D.C. that the flags were taken down for safety reasons. So they can't even get their story straight. Was it for safety reasons or were they sent to the DNC? Which one was it? God, they can't. That's what I'm saying. They can't tell the truth to save their butts. We took them down for safety reasons. Every time we needed to lower them to half staff, we needed to get a roofer down here who would then make have to use two ladders to get where the flags were. Given the thunderstorms expected, flash floods, and extreme heat we've experienced this week, we didn't feel it was safe, she said. And we keep believing this stuff. We keep buying into this stuff. HIT has not yet responded to an inquiry that the D.C. about where the flags previously flying are being held currently. Now, the D.C. previously reported that the flags were missing from DNC stage Monday night and that they had been added to the stage on Thursday morning. Another city official that confirmed to D.C. that the flags fly atop City Hall during work hours. Now, the D.C. visited city during work hours and took the following pictures. Now, in these pictures, again, did I send you this link? Are you sure? Go look. In these pictures of the city buildings in and around Philadelphia, they're all gone. There isn't a flag anywhere to be found. Okay? Philadelphia City Hall? Nothing. And during normal work hours, this should be a no-brainer, right? No big deal. So, let's see. The Democratic National Convention press office, they haven't responded either. So even the DNC hasn't responded to let them know what's going on. Okay? Now, yeah, because they show in one picture, they show the flags flying on a normal day. What I'd like to find out to nail them is how often they've taken those flag downs. Those flags down in the past because of inclement weather. Now, Snopes has been caught lying for the DNC as well. This is why I don't trust them at all. I love these people not just social media, you know, everywhere that say, you know, did you check Snopes? Snopes says this. Snopes says that. Nobody should have that much power. Nobody. Now, myth-busting website Snopes flagrantly lied about the lack of visible American flags on the first day of the Democratic Convention, claiming an image from the second day of the convention was actually from the first day. They were trying to debunk a factual story by the Daily Caller on the first day. First, the facts. The D.C. reported on Monday about the lack of visible American flags on the day of the convention. Several flags were briefly on stage for the national anthem, and then the Pledge of Allegiance, and then were whisked away. As C-SPAN, and you can look at the C-SPAN video for Monday, and it shows it. At the 35:40 mark, even PolitiFact, which tends to lean left, noted that when the color guard left, so did the physical flag. After that point, the stage was devoid of any American flags for the remainder of day one. Not a one found. And I find that locally. I've gone to Democrat events. The Pledge of Allegiance is almost never said. The saluting of the flag is very rarely done. Someday I'm going to bring a communist flag with me. But yeah, really. Put it up and see if they'll salute that. Say, look, I don't see an American flag. How about we salute this one? As reported by the D.C., the DNC added flags to the stage for the second day of the convention. Tuesday, July 26th, the same day Snopes writer Don Yvonne wrote a fact-check article declaring it false that no American flags were on display at the 2006. They were just wrong. They were just lying. Yvonne offered as proof a screenshot from PBS covering a day one taken during the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, before the flags were removed and the screenshot, that's, you know, there's all kinds of screenshots showing that they're lying, that they're just not telling the truth. What were they trying to hide? This is the election of an American president. What's the problem? Right? And these are shots coming out of C-SPAN. So I don't know for sure, but I would suggest or think or what have you that the C-SPAN's not going to lie about this. I don't think they lean one way or the other. I mean, they pretty much turn on the cameras and walk away most of the time. The C-SPAN's day two coverage, you can see at 6:36, into it. Well, we're going to post this up on the website later. And claimed it was from day one. In fact, it was from day two. Okay. The, I don't even know, Paralympic swimmer who gave Tuesday's Pledge of Allegiance can be seen sitting in a wheelchair as the flag bearers walk past her. So they're trying to make it look like it was from day one, right? When they have pictures of people that weren't there when it happened. Now there's too many. It's too hard to work through this because there's too many images to speak to. But Snopes, which presents itself as a credible media source for debunking lies, flat out lied on this one. And what's worse is that Snopes appears to have ripped that image from a left-wing nonprofit Media Matters coverage of the story. But even Media Matters, known for its misleading claims and hatchet jobs, didn't claim that the screenshot came from Monday's coverage. And it was too much for Yvonne to actually watch the convention on which he was presenting himself as the authoritative source. So, you know, again, like I keep telling you, the lies just keep on coming. Or what is it? The hits just keep on coming. I don't know. I find this, why do they feel like they have to cheat to win? Do they know that people are not buying their garbage anymore? Right? That they're not getting the traction they used to get? Anyhow, when we come back, I haven't decided whether I'm going to do a little portion of Michelle's speech to talk about a few things you need to know about shattering the glass ceiling. I'll decide during the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Arena to hold hands, hold their hands up in the air, and to pray with him. I have never seen so
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Somebody sent me a line here from Hillary's speech. Okay, if you're driving, please be careful. Because I know if you're anything like, if you think anything like I do, right, you're going to choke. Hillary says, we have to get money out of politics. Yeah, okay. You've got to be kidding me, right? Hillary says, we have to get money out of politics. The $150 million speech lady says we have to get money out of politics. The woman is going to raise close to $1 billion in some way, shape, manner, or form to run for office. Says we're going to have to get money out of politics. I am extremely confused. Apparently, I don't know what money is. You know, seriously, I must not know what money is. Also, somebody else sent me this thing. Says, Obama refers to himself, talk about just being so full of yourself, right? I think this is from the Drudge Report today. He referred to himself 119 times. Come on, give that some thought. 119 times during his nomination speech for Hillary. Talk about what he did. Okay? How he fixed the country, what he did. And that's just amazing, too. Although it's not surprising, though, right? Anybody surprised by that? Well, he could, but that would have got her, arrested. Yeah, right. Well, that too. They would have come up there and arrested her in a heartbeat. Let me tell you what Hillary did for the country. Oh, no, never mind. That's illegal. Oh, that's illegal. Oh, maybe that's illegal. You know? And everything she does now is going to be historic. You realize that, right? Everything she does will have never been done before or something, I'm sure. But anyhow, okay, let me get back to, what was I going to do? Oh, here I was. Did I finish the flag one? So I can't go much further with it. I know, but it's one of those things where you go, I'm looking at that floor, and I'm looking at all the flags being waved, and I'm thinking to myself, what a bunch of hypocrites. Right? Because you couldn't find, I'm telling you, if the only cloth in the place to wipe your butt was a flag, you would have gone with an itchy butt on Monday. Nowhere to be found. What do you want from me? I know. Five facts you need to know about Hillary Clinton's shattering the glass ceiling. Really, seriously. Now, she on Wednesday, right, members of the media openly wept as Hillary was nominated as president. I mean, I get that a woman nomination in this country was a big deal, right? We've had opportunities to do it in the past. Who was the woman who died? Come on, I got smart people in the chat room. She had a great name. Actually, she was a nice lady. She was being nominated for VP back in the 80s or something. But I know she's from the Dem Party. There was a lot of resistance to even have her on the ticket as a VP. No. Nope. No. Anyway, so, you know, again, has Hillary really shattered the glass ceiling? Has she really? Here it is, Geraldine Ferrara. Nice lady. You know, I mean, wasn't my cup of tea, but nice lady nonetheless. She died of cancer a few years back. But you don't even hear about her name. You know, when they talk about female heroes, when the Dems do, they find these left-wing loons like Margaret Sanger. I mean, seriously, Margaret Sanger, the killer of black babies all over the place. Instead of a Geraldine Ferrara at the time who was doing great works in communities, great works for the American people, nah, she's not a hero. She didn't kill enough black babies, apparently. Maybe that's the magic number or the magic thing. So, you know, when you talk about shattering a glass ceiling, right? When you talk about shattering a previous record. How about things like, you know, Jackie Robinson opening the major leagues to black Americans, right? Wouldn't you consider that a shattering moment? And one of the shows that I used to get a kick out of, Will and Grace. They changed perceptions of gay men, I guess. That's not why I watched the show. I thought it was kind of quirky and funny. Never really gave it any kind of social credit at all. But there were no preconceptions about women. Who? I mean, really. If you're listening to this show and you don't think that women can do just as good a job as a man, you need to go somewhere else. Because you're not going to get amen here. It doesn't work that way for me. You know, I have two daughters. I hope they beat the pants off of any man when it comes to jobs and other things like that. So there's no preconception that a woman can't be a president. There's no way. Has it been a while? Sure. I mean, it's never happened in this country before, don't get me wrong. But you've had women head of states all over this world. You've had female prime ministers everywhere. Right? They only had kings run countries for hundreds and hundreds of years. Look at Queen Elizabeth over there. What is she, 90-something? She's older than dirt. Wonderful woman. Right? Great leader. So what perception about women has Hillary changed? Give me one. Email me, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Just give me one thing that woman has changed. Perception about women. I mean, for the positive, excuse me. There's a lot of negative stuff there, but for the positive. Now, Americans already knew that women could be president, right? We already knew this. Three of the last five secretaries of state have been women. Hillary, Condoleezza, great. She would have made a great president. Condoleezza Rice. I'd love to have her there.
Madeleine Albright. Right, two Dems. Three of the nine Supreme Court justices are women. We've had female Speaker of the House. We've had female vice presidential candidates. I thought Hillary was going to win the nomination in 2008. Apparently she didn't knock off enough people. So what ceiling did she shatter? I'm just looking for somebody to respond. I don't get it. American women didn't need Hillary to shatter a glass ceiling, right? One writer says that my mother has been running companies for years. My wife is a doctor. Neither of them sat up nights wondering whether a woman could be president. Women earn a significant majority of associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees. Women could be a majority of students, and women are or could be a majority of law students in law schools as early as next year. That's according to the American Bar Association. Hillary had nothing to do with any of that. She didn't push women to become lawyers, doctors, Indian chiefs, whatever. Hillary isn't a traditional female success story either. She may have actually set women back. She was born wealthy. She married a powerful man. She worked with him, alongside him, however you want to look at it, to get the power. She helps oppress female victims by him. Think about that. She didn't help women. She didn't punish him for what he was doing. She wasn't going to let anything get in the way. You know, you talk about vicious and hateful. She wasn't going to let anything get in her way of becoming powerful. Nothing. She then played the victim in order to become senator for New York, right? Secretary of State, and finally a candidate for president of these United States. Hillary's great female obstacles include nothing. Nothing was in her way, really. Who was going to stop her? Who was going to keep her from doing something? She didn't truly have to balance motherhood and work. She never had to worry about carrying on a traditional marriage. She knew from day one it wasn't going to be traditional by any stretch of the imagination. I'm sorry, but in my personal viewpoint, I agree with this person. Hillary is a terrible example of a woman overcoming common life issues to become an American president. You know, you look at guys like, what's his name? Abraham Lincoln, right? Born, you know, lived in a log cabin, grew up in a log cabin, grew up at a time when he had to teach himself how to read, he had to teach himself, totally self-taught, went through a whole bunch of hardships in his life, went through a whole bunch of negative things in his life, still became, that's a story. Hillary has no story. Hillary's the epitome of white privilege. All the stuff that you guys say you hate, only when it comes to the other side, though. Seriously. And as I said, there's no story there. And even Obama, if you look at him, what glass ceiling did he shatter other than becoming the first black president? But he's done nothing to lift the black community out of the poverty and the issues and the hassles they have. I believe he's helped further embed them in those areas. I also believe that he's further helped, or he's helped further the hate that people have towards the black community. Yeah, I do. I give him a lot of credit for that. It has affected me. I still love my brothers and sisters here in America. I don't care what color you are. And it's bad in every single bunch. Real turds in all these bunches. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We're back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be with us. Have a great rest of the day.